الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وآله وصحبه وسلم اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا أما بعد respected brothers السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته inshallah today we'll be discussing the few more rules to finish the letter of the ba or to inshallah complete some of the rulings that we haven't covered yet on the letter ba. The letter ba is pronounced from in between the lips. It's pronounced from in between the lips, and it's a letter of qalqala. Qalqala in Arabic, it means resonance. And the letters of qalqala are five. Five letters of qalqala. Anybody remember them? That's right. Qutu bi jad. Qutu bi jad. Ba is the third letter. Quta, B, Jad. So for example, whether it's in the middle or at the end of the word, if there's a sukun on it, it has a qalqala. The example, if it's in the middle of a word, yabtaguna. Yabtaguna. Not yabtaguna, yabtaguna. This is a resonance of the ba. An example, when it's at the end of a word, ma'ab. Ma'ab. This is qalqala when ba is at the end of an ayah. Also, if the ba has, if there's two ba's in a row, or it has a shadda on it, then it should be pronounced twice. For example, وَمَا نُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِنَا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا ولا نكذب بآياتنا. The next ayah, فلا أنساب بينهم. See the ba followed by ba. فلا أنساب بينهم. The noon sakina and the tanween is pronounced with iqlab and changed to a meem when it's followed by a ba. Here are three examples. Ambiuni. Not ambiuni. Ambiuni. Here there's the ba. It's the hiding of the ba also. The hiding of the noon, the meme sound in the ba. Ambiuni. Not ambiuni. Ambiuni. The lips are touched slightly together, not pressed strongly. Then we have the next ayah. Amburika. Amburika. Two beats of nasal sound, nasalization. Sami'an basira. Or here? Sami'an basir. The tanween on the ayn, Sami'an basir, is made, there's the change or ikhlab. Turning over becomes a meme instead of the noon sound. That's why they wrote the little meme in the script. If you look, you can see a little meme there. And we talked about the ikhfa of the meme in the letter ba. For example, hondarizuna. Hondarizuna. The meme is hidden in the ba. And the ba is a letter that is what they call Al-Qamariya. What does Al-Qamariya mean? When you have Alif Lam followed by the letter Ba, do we pronounce the Lam or do we skip over the Lam? We pronounce the Lam. That's what Al-Qamariya means. So for example, we say Al-Bari. That's one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Bari. We don't say Ambari. Some words you do that. Some other words you skip the lam. For example, ash-shams. We don't say ash-shams, ash-shams. But the word ba, the letter ba, is what they call qamariya, or moon letters. That means you pronounce the lam when you have it in a word. So we say al-bari. The ba, when it's followed by another ba that has a sukun or a shadda, then they get joined together. So for example, اضرب بعصاك. اضرب بعصاك. The two ba's, they got joined together. Now, اضرب بعصاك, two separate letters, they become one. اضرب بعصاك. See that rule? The two ba's, they join together. And the last rule for today, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, good question. Yeah? Whenever you have this alif in the beginning of a command form in Arabic, that alif, that hamza is called a middle hamza. That's why they don't draw the full hamza. Actually, usually they don't draw any hamza or just a circle. So that's a type of hamza that usually you skip over it. If you have a word before it, you would skip right to the next letter. But when you start the sentence with that hamza, then you have to vowelize it based on the third letter. This is a little bit tricky. So if the third letter has a dhamma, then you put a dhamma on that hamza. So for example, ukhruj. If you have the hamza, kha, ra, the ra has a dhamma, ukhruj. But here, the third letter has a fatha. And so the hamza, it has to have a kasra. The third letter has a fatha or a kasra, the hamza has a kasra. So whenever you have command form in Arabic, command form can only take either a dhamma or a kasra. You cannot have a fatha on a command form. You don't say adhab, you only say idhab. Idhab. So here, irkab, it's a command. This is Nuh alayhi salam, he's telling his son, come into the boat on the ship with us. Irkab. So here, you put a kasra on it, irkab. But then the ba is eaten up by the meem. It becomes eaten up, so it becomes irkam ma'ana. Irkam ma'ana. You see why there's a kasra? The command, it only has either kasra or dhamma. It cannot have fatah. So, if there's a dhamma on the third letter, on the letter kaf, we would have made it a dhamma. But because there's a fatha or a kasra, then we have to make it kasra.
In Surah Fatha, we have ihdina
sirata. Yes, very good. Yes, yes. We don't say uhdina because the third letter, ihdi, the dal has a kasra. So then on the word, on the hamza, we say ihdina. That's the command. Guide us. Actually, dua is the same. Right? We don't say ahdina, and we don't say uhdina. Ihdina sirata. Yes, very good example. Third letter, dal has a kasra, so the first one has a kasra. Yeah. Very good. Does that make it clear, Bala Ashraf? Inshallah. Okay, so no bat here. Irkam ma'an is completely eaten up, nothing left of the bat. There are 11,490 bats in the Quran. It's one of the most common letters of the Quran. And we have three examples here. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن شاء الله. Is there any question about that? Like to recite, maybe we can practice some of these ayahs, inshallah ta'ala. Whichever ones, yeah, you can do the last four ayahs, maybe we'll each read the last four ayahs.
الحمد لله رب العالمين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Okay, make sure you make the alif thin and the إياك. إياك نعبد. The ya and the alif.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Yeah, the ya also. إياك. Ya. Iyaka, middle of the tongue, thin letter. Iyaka nasta'in.
Iyaka nasta'in.
Yes, very good.
Ghayril maghdubi alayhim.
Okay, make the sukun on the rain. Maghdubi, maghdubi.
Maghdubi alayhim waladdallin.
Okay, try to make the back of the tongue, the blood all the way in the back of the tongue.
Waladdallin.
Very good. Safra, if you want to read some of the other ayahs, we can practice some of the rules too, if you'd like to. Okay, here you have the qalqal of the back. Yes.
Ma'ab.
Okay, make the hamza thin with shiddah. Ma'ab.
Ma'ab. فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ.
Okay, the hiding of the noon in the scene. فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ.
فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ. أَنْبِعُونِ.
Very good.
Amburika.
You can make it two beats. Amburik.
Amburik. Samim Basir.
Basir.
Samim Basir.
Very good. Exactly. Good. Here you have the meme followed by the bat. So you have the elongate, you hide the bat, the meme in the bat, make it two beats. Humbarizun.
Humbarizun.
Yes.
Albari.
No.
Adrib. Adrib. Ba'asaka.
Yes, this was your question, right? The hamza?
Yes.
Yes. Shadda on the bat. Idrib bi'asak.
Idrib bi'asak.
Bi'asak.
Bi'asak. Irkam ma'ana. A'uzu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Okay. The dal, make it between the teeth. A'uzu billahi.
A'uzu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Okay, good. Yes.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Okay, good. You have a question, Brother Zafar? Any help with that?
Yes, this is Arkab or Irkab.
Yes, okay. Whenever you have the what they call Hamzatul Wasl, in the beginning, the alif without a vowel on it, that can only be either kasra or dhamma. Can never have a fatah on it. So it's either has to be kasra or dhamma. It will only be a dhamma if there's a dhamma on the third letter. The third letter, the kaf, does it have a dhamma? No. So then it has to be either only a kasra. It cannot be anything else. It cannot have a fatah. Cannot be fatah. It's either kasra or dhamma. If there's a dhamma on the third letter, it has dhamma. If there's a fatha, then it has a kasra. If there's a kasra, it also has kasra. So those are the only two ways. So here, if we look, idrib, because the third letter has a kasra. Irkam, because the third letter has a fatha. And a third example, we don't have one here, but for example, udkhulu. Udkhulu. The kha has a dhamma, So the Hamza Nabini has a Dhamma. Udukhulu. Oh, I see. Okay. Zayr is under?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first letter can only have Zayr. Can never have Zabar. When it has a command form, Idhab, Ukhruj, Udkhul, like that.
No, they're called Pesh.
Pesh, oh, okay. If it has Pesh, the third letter has Pesh, then the Aleph has Pesh. If the third letter has Zabar, then the first letter has Zabar. The third letter has, what was the other one?
Zayr.
Then the first letter is going to have Zabar. It doesn't have Zayr on the first one.
Yeah, and then for my kids, Fatah
Okay. Is that clear? Okay. Yes, brother. Zaydin.
غير المغضوب عليهم
مغضوب
عليهم ولا الضالين يبتغون
try to avoid the غنى غون غون
يبتغون مآب
very good
ولا نكذب بآيات ربنا فلا أنساب بينك
good that's brother two B's.
Ambiuni. Buriha. Sami'un basir.
Good. Saad has got better now, alhamdulillah.
Barizuna. Barizuna.
Very good. Okay, is that the
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Al-Bari.
Good.
Adrib.
What is the rule here?
Idrib.
Yes. Idrib bi'asak.
Idrib bi'asak. Arkab ma'ana.
No? Same rule here.
The third letter is Petra.
Yes.
So, you should have
Kasra. Yes.
So
yes.
Ear. Who?
Third letter has Kasra, first letter.
The third letter has Fatah.
The first letter never has Fatah. Only has either Kasra or Dhamma. Yeah.
Ear Kab Ma'ana.
Okay, here's the meme Ear up to back.
Ear Kab Ma'ana.
Ear Kam Ma'ana.
Ear Kam Ma'ana. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Okay, that's good, inshallah. Okay, JazakAllah khair. Any other questions on the path? Inshallah, JazakAllah khair. وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.